as we're getting ready for the 4th of July next week, always on our mind. That's why I'm very happy to introduce Ben Olson. He is joining us from the TV show Operation Fishing Freedom from the Discovery Channel. They have got a Kickstarter program looking to get, I believe it's season three funded here. Correct there, Ben?
It is season three, and thanks very much for the opportunity, Matt.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. This is the concept of this show is really unique. You guys basically take veterans fishing.
We do. And the show is actually born from our sister organization, the nonprofit side, which is called Take a Vet Fishing. And Jay, my co-creator, and myself have been taking veterans fishing through that organization for the last 6 years. And the show was born from that.
So, it's such a great concept. I mean, you're getting veterans. I mean, I'm presuming these are veterans coming from multiple different conflicts over the last few decades, correct?
Yes, any and all veterans. We have, we're still getting plenty of World War II veterans at every event, which we just absolutely love. It's our absolute honor to still have the few remaining of those guys that we have, and every chance we get to interact with them, we take full advantage.
So as you're doing this and talking about it, you get a veteran, you get them out in the boat, and just obviously there's a great companionship. You catch some fish, which is always nice. You know, you catch a few fish is always a good thing. But it's a way for them to kind of – because there's something wonderful about fishing where even if you're not catching anything, you're out on a body of water. You're basically kind of relaxed. You're kind of forgetting about the your cares of the day, and you're just kind of enjoying the moment. And it leads to conversations, correct?
That's exactly it. We noticed taking these vets out fishing, the calming effect it had. And we really wanted to, Jay and I both come from a professional fishing background, and we wanted to share that, the peace that we got from the outdoors. And we saw it as a way to get these guys back out on the water when they got back would be a great opportunity to introduce them to something that could be therapeutic as they transition back to real life. And in addition to that, there was actually, I believe it was a Quinnipiac University study in 2013 that actually quantitatively proved that the outdoors and fishing, and specific because of the water, really does have an actual effect on PTSD and on calming people down.
I think that's kind of almost common knowledge, and obviously when I get frustrated or upset, I go out fishing. Next thing I know, I'm out there for 2 hours. I don't even realize I've been out there. I mean, it is a way for a person to really kind of whatever stresses they have, it really does unwind them. And whether it's the sound of the waves or just, you know, you have a nice day or you're catching some fish, it really is a pretty remarkable way for a person to kind of get past the negativity of their moment.
Exactly. And I think sometimes when we talk about the service and sacrifice of our veterans and what they're protecting, our freedoms and stuff, I think we forget that a big part of the American experience and the American tradition and what we value so much is the incredible amount of woods and water and the opportunities that we have and how great a job we've actually done of preserving it and maintaining it. So we have such a great resource in almost all of our backyards, anywhere you go in this country. And that's a big part of what you and these guys have protected for us. And by the way, thank you for your service.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for what you're doing here. I think this is just wonderful. Talk about when did the idea of, wait a minute here, we're doing this as, you know, kind of a nonprofit, we're taking these veterans out. At what point did you guys, did you say, you know what, maybe we could turn this into something more, a TV show to kind of, you know, not only to show what these great veterans that you're taking out are doing, but as a way to kind of encourage this kind of, a way for a veteran to step away from the stresses that they've had?
Well, it was kind of two things, Matt. First of all, my partner Jay's grandfather was going through some stuff with Alzheimer's and stuff and eventually passed away. He was on the beaches in Normandy. And Jay realized they hadn't really preserved that story as well as they should. And over the years of fishing with veterans, we realized just how many compelling stories they were, not just stories like Jay's grandfather or my wife's grandfather, who was a Pearl Harbor survivor, but a lot of the just everyday service stories and how compelling some of the basic everyday stuff was, and how much the sacrifice was very real for people who weren't even necessarily in combat. So in an effort to preserve and then also share with the general public the stories and the way that everyday veterans sacrifice for us, we thought that was important to really highlight that aspect of service.
Ben Olson is joining us. He and his partner, Jay, put on the show Operation Fishing Freedom, Discovery Channel. They're looking to get the Kickstarter page. We'll get that link out a little bit later on to get the funding for Season 3. Talk about the veterans, because I imagine it must be, to a point, somewhat difficult to maybe convince some of the veterans to share their stories, because obviously a lot of people, and I've known quite a few people that have gone through incredibly stressful, traumatic times in their military service, that some of them don't really want to talk about it. And you might be able to do it in a boat with just you, but the idea of a camera following around, how difficult is that to convince some of the veterans how important their stories really are?
It is difficult, and it's especially difficult to get some of those kind of secondary stories, because a lot of these guys don't feel like their story or their PTSD or their experience measures up to that of the guys we see on TV and the guys we hear about in the movies. So those guys are really difficult. We've been extremely fortunate with the veterans we have run into to have a great pool to pick from. And honestly, we have to ask ourselves all the time, is this guy or is this situation going to be okay? And honestly, we try to stay away from that line as much as possible, but we have gotten close to it. And neither Jay or I is really trained to deal with that. We're just fishermen, so so we try as hard as we can to stay away from getting close to that line. We want people in a good space and ready to share that story, and if they're not, we have a myriad of additional stories we can tell. So we like to get as close as we can, because we think it's important that people, these guys, get out and talk about it, and we think that because that's what they've told us.
It's interesting when you talk about a lot of these soldiers, they don't really realize what they did when they did it. I mean, and they still to this day, they'll watch something like Saving Private Ryan and the D-Day reenactment there, and they're like, well, no, I was just in a boat, and they said, we have to get off the shore. We had to get up to the shoreline. We had to go do this. No one walks into a military and say, I'm going to go and be part of one of the most instrumental military actions of the last 100 years. It just happens. And I think that's one of the things that's interesting, because I think a lot of soldiers come away from that and they don't quite know how to deal with that or process that, or let alone the trauma that's on the field as they see it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that's also part of it. We're dealing with people who have some post-traumatic stress, and part of that is anxiety and talking to people about their service or their feelings or what's happened to them. So it kind of is a self-defeating situation, and it is on occasion a challenge to navigate.
Your show, once again, is looking for a third season. There's a Kickstarter page for it, Operation Fishing Freedom. I imagine if you just go Operation Fishing Freedom on Kickstarter, you'll find it. You're looking to get $100,000. You need to get this by July 10th. You're at basically $72,000, so you're getting pretty close.
We're getting real close, real close. And, the other part of the show I wanted to highlight is, when we started the show, it was for those reasons I stated, to preserve and kind of share those stories. Since then, after we started the show, the feedback we got was absolutely, flabbergasting for us. It's been amazing for us and the network too. 15 to 25 emails per show, per airing that we get in response, people telling us how it made them feel, how it reminded them of someone they saw, or how it help them themselves. And we get that everywhere we go on the Take a Vet Fishing side and on the Operation Fishing Freedom side. So the mission has really changed from preservation to actually sharing as many of these stories we can, in the hopes that anything, something one of these guys says strikes another veteran somewhere watching and has an impact on their life. So really it's become more of that mission for us. It never started out that heavy. It was just an opportunity to preserve these stories and say thanks to some veterans and take them out fishing. But since then, it really has morphed into something else. And it really has been an amazing lesson for Jay and I, and it should be for all of us, that it doesn't always take some grand gesture to really impact somebody's life. Sometimes it's just a smile and a thank you in an airport or a mall or a phone call or asking somebody who appears to be in trouble if they need help. Sometimes a very small gesture can have a giant impact on somebody's life.
Once again, this is not a major TV network. This is two guys are trying to bring these stories to the people through the Discovery Channel. They need your help. Help them get to the $100,000 goal. It's Operation Fishing Freedom. It is on Kickstarter. I'll link to this all later. Ben, you and Jay are doing a great job there. All my best on this project. We have to get this funded by July 10th. All my best on that.
Thank you very much, Matt, and thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Ben Olson joining us once again, Operation Fishing Freedom on Kickstarter. And reminder to everyone out there right now, I don't care what your politics are. Veterans are not politicians. They are brilliant people that fight for all Americans. They deserve our salute. We're back for a full week of shows next week. Have a great weekend. Till Monday. See ya.